7:07. You're listening to the Mike Parr Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Cumbria. Well, plans are well advanced to set up a series of youth councils across Cumbria. The first of them is going to be in Barrow. Now, the idea is to create a formal way of giving youngsters a voice. So let's go live to Barrow now and BBC Radio Cumbria's Furness reporter, Jenny Dennis.
Oh, hello, Mike. I am on the concrete ramps of the Barrow Skate Park, stamping away here to keep warm next to the frozen lake of Barrow Park. Now, this facility here is only here because local young people kicked up a stink and said they wanted it built. So clearly, sometimes youngsters are listened to, but perhaps those instances are few and far between. 16-year-olds Hayley and Sarah are joining me this morning with Katie Carr, who's the project manager, the grown-up who's setting this all up. So tell me, why do we need a youth council?
It would be an opportunity, an official and formal opportunity, for young people to have a say and feed in their views about the future of the town. It will give them the opportunity to have an influence, such as they have done here with the skate park, but on a more official level. They'll be joining council meetings and working with borough councillors and county councillors to make sure that they can have their say.
So Hayley, coming to you, on a day-to-day basis, how will it work?
Well, it'll work by there'll be a group of young people who have been elected by other young people in the area to represent them, and then they'll meet however often they feel is needed, and then they will get other young people's opinion, bring it forward, and then they will go and tell the big Borough Barrow Council about their problems, and then hopefully together both youth council and Barrow Council can sort it out together.
And Sarah, I mean, will teenagers sign up to this? Because political apathy has in the past been a big problem in local elections and national elections.
Well, yeah, but then again, we must have about a team of 15 doing the planning group, and we know that at least these 15 people would want to be a councillor as well. And also, there's like school councils in schools, and they work perfectly fine, and that was what actually hinted to us that we wanted to be part of the planning group. We did a presentation, that's how they found us, and then that's how we're on the planning group. So I'm sure the people in school councils also think a youth council is a great idea.
Awesome enthusiasm there. But what do you think, what issues do you think you'll be fighting for? What are the things you really want to see in this town?
Well, we don't actually know that yet. It depends what people we get on the youth council. We're going to have people from far, like, around Furness, all over Furness. So we're going to have problems from, like, all the corners of the Furness coming here. So at the moment, yeah, we don't really have any idea what's going to turn up at these meetings.
So everything starts here, Mike. This is going to be the first group, and we hope there will be more across Cumbria once Barrow's elections have been held next month. So watch this space.
Yeah, and they say young people have no interest in politics. Clearly that's not the case.
No, I think there's a lot of enthusiasm here, and I think also we saw with the student protests in London, political issues, when they do engage the young, get fiery.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Jenny,